Sandman Mattress Factory post-match interview.
The man with two first names just walked into the K-Rock van after an impressive elimination final performance. I wonder if he knows where the League Bowl Sporties is.
Might have driven past it a few times.
$100 voucher to spend there for Luke Justin, the star number 12 from the Newcombe Power, and he's sitting alongside our own Matty Dowling. Dowling, you've got Luke.
Luke, there were a number of players that could have been picked today because it was an all-round strong performance from Newcombe, but I thought you stood up mostly when the game was on the line. Exceptional performance. You must be really proud of your efforts, but also the team's.
Yeah, thanks, mate. I think when we're at our best, as it's pretty obvious, is when you don't just have two or three guys that are taking the workload. We just went through in the rooms. Miz just listed off about half a dozen blokes, could have kept going. Just playing role, like wingmen doing their thing, backs doing their thing. It's a little bit cliche, play your role, but you don't win finals without blokes playing your role. You can't win finals with two or three blokes. So it was a great team effort.
And we were just talking on the way up, and obviously I was in the inner sanctum there. There were people everywhere. It must be so nice as a footy club to see such great support follow you out here to Port Arlington today.
Yeah, I mean, it's unreal, and that's what it's for. It's for the people. There's obviously been a big build-up last couple of weeks with the 19 years and whatnot, but it really means a lot to the people that have been here through this. There's obviously a heap of people in the rooms right now, but you could pick a select few that have been here in the worst of the worst, and just stick it out and just show up. So for them to see not only success but finals, but win a final, you can just see it in their eyes how much it means to them. So super, super proud of the boys to not only do it for each other but do it for the Newcombe community that have had it tough for a long time.
It's amazing the difference 12 months makes, LJ, because 12 months ago you were so frustrated that you lost basically a season to injury, and here you are a year later, top of your game with Newcombe and into a first semi-final.
Yeah. Thanks, mate. It is. I mean, you say like a week's a long time in footy. We say 3 days is a long time in footy. You just got to be in the moment, not look too far ahead. Missing 12 months of footy. Looking back now, it's easy to say that I just fought my way through it. But, yeah, in those moments, it was tough. All I want to do is out there playing footy. But just to be back out there, I'm just so grateful. Played 17 games so far this year. Probably wouldn't have picked that at the start of the year. So if you had said to me in February when I just started running back that I'd play 17 games this year, I would have laughed. So just to be able to get going, and especially the last month, 6 weeks, really feel confident in my body. It took a while to get here, but yeah, just grateful to be playing.
It helps that you brought a couple of mates with you, and it looks like you're having fun playing footy, which is great. I mean, I know you had fun at Leopold as well, but a new challenge and bring a couple along, and the ultimate aim is obviously to win a premiership at Newcombe too. So you're on the path.
Yeah, I mean, and that's what it's all about. Like at the end of the day, it's local footy. Yeah. We do take it a bit serious sometimes. Some of the headaches that we cause ourselves, I think, is a bit unnecessary. And when you're not having fun, you don't play good footy. It's that simple. And we've definitely had times and patches throughout the year, weeks, months, where blokes haven't been enjoying their footy, going against each other, and you just got to sit down and look at each other and go, we're all aiming for the same thing here. Yeah. It's all coming from a good place, so just embrace it. We've spent a lot of time with connection, spending time together. I mean, it's been great the last couple of weeks. Just spend the extra hours, do the recovery. We had a captain's run yesterday for no real reason other than to spend time together and build trust in each other, and that's when I think the fun comes, when you just know that the bloke standing next to you is going to do his job.
And as you said before, there's a few blokes who've been playing here for a long time who have been starved of success. So just for them to be able to experience it, especially like a Jack Duke or, you know, an older guy, or Corey Ogle who's been here forever, Richie Hollins who's been here for a long time, it's good for them to be able to experience this and have fun with it.
Yeah, it's unreal. So Ogles, Richie Hollins, Peter Gordon, you list off a heap, but I think, again, they're just enjoying their footy. Yeah. As I said about the volunteers, like they've been here through some bloody tough times. So I think to see the smile on their face, they might not be, you know, playing the most important role in the team, but shit, it's important to us inside. Richie Hollins down back, Ogle, they just do a job. They don't need to be the star, and that's been the thing that I've loved coming in, and I just don't think they get enough credit for what they do. Everyone wants to talk about, you know, the GFL boys coming across, and I understand that as well, but we don't get to where we are today without those guys who have been here for 12, 13, 14 years, and I really mean that.
Thanks to our good friends at the Sandman Mattress Factory. Sleep better with the Sandman Mattress Factory. Here's Matty Kershaw on Carroll Footy.
LJ, the flexibility that you guys have up forward, particularly particularly when, you know, Webster's a backman at the end of the day, and he's gone forward this year and kicked, what did you say, Kingy, 40-odd goals, and to have a marking target like him in front of the sticks, like, I think he's had 52 inside 50, so he's had 21 marks inside forward 50. So, you know, your conversion rate going inside forward 50 is really good because you've got that flexibility of targets.
It's funny you say that. I actually thought we butchered the footy going inside 50. No, being honest, yeah. I was said to the forwards at three-quarter time, I said, the mids loan that. We were kicking to their spare, kicking into bad spots, and it's what hurt us last week. So last week we beat Torquay in inside 50s as well, but we're just not getting the reward for it. So it's good to know that we are getting those marks. I mean, how good would it be to have two Tom Websters? One at each end would be bloody perfect. So I don't think he's got a twin brother, but yeah, it's funny. Like, as I said, a week's long time in footy. Against Bowen Heads, all our forwards got their lick, kicked their goals. Last week against Torquay, they were really diligent, and then they struggled, and you just got to move on. So again today, for them to get their lick again, it's just funny, and you just got to prepare for next week.
Absolutely. We were just talking before about the award and who could win it, and we obviously you were the standout, but we thought Ben Clark's game was huge today. I've seen Ben for a lot of years at Joey's playing reserves footy, and for what he's doing at senior level in Bellarine's amazing.
How good is he? He is just like going about his business. Again, underrated. We could talk about the underrated players, but for him and his job, I thought halfway through the second, nearly third quarter, I thought Damo McMahon started to get a bit free at stoppage. I said, Clarky, do your job. He said, yep, no worries, done. Yep. And then he gets on the end of these handball chains and he's running, and his capability to cover the ground is unbelievable. But he just says, yep, no worries, done.
Yep.
Takes care of him, gets involved in offense. I think he averages about 10 tackles. Like, we call him BC, a bit of a beast. He's just an absolute mongrel. But he'll want no accolades. He'll just, yep, no worries, thanks, boys, move on. Like, you'll let Logan get his 50 and do all that sort of thing. But I think Clarky's just as important.
Absolutely.
We don't set up as well without him in there. So, no, he's unreal.
He was terrific today.
Now, I'm not sure, do you need the voucher? Aren't you a life member at the Leopold Sporties? Would you like folks to be life members at the Sporties?
No, I don't think, we're not getting, PK doesn't give out much, so.
He's tight, PK.
He is tight. So, there's definitely been a few meals that have been invoiced through to the footy club in the past, so a voucher would be great.
Now, are we swinging hands? Do we have a partner?
Yeah, got a partner, long-term partner, Lex. Yep, yes. We've been together for 19 years now. So,
how many?
Yep, nearly 19 years, I reckon.
So. 19 years?
No, 9 or 10.
Nine
sorry.
Or 10.
No, I'm only 26.
Now, hang on a minute. Now, 9 or 10, what is there any sort of, you know, is there any action happening here? Is there any engagement or some description?
Not at the minute. But
we get into trouble when we start talking about this stuff.
Well, no, you do. I don't. This Steve Benstead's still not engaged. But anyway, that's another story.
Don't mention the other bloke.
No, we won't mention the other bloke. We'll leave that.
What a romantic setting to ask, though. At Leopold Sporties.
Hang on a minute. If they win the premiership, I reckon.
He's won enough.
There could be something going on.
Never enough.
All right, never enough. Good bloke from the club you take to the Leopold Sporties with you.
Ben Clark would be number
one. Ben Clark.
Yep, number one.
Yes,
yep.
Good. Don't take any of his siblings. You know he's one of six. Don't take any of them.
No, the vouchers.
Jesse would eat a lot, I reckon.
Jesse would eat a lot. Yeah. Liv doesn't eat anything. Now, reptile that you wouldn't take. There'd be a bloke at Newcombe that's just a pest.
Who's the pest? He's actually over in Greece at the minute, Jack Drought. So luckily he's not here.
But you wouldn't take him?
No, I wouldn't take him at all. He'd be the last person I'd take.
Why is that? What's wrong?
Just a pain in the ass.
I just love it forthright, LJ. I love it.
LJ, the way he plays his footy,
yep.
No fuss.
Yeah, that's it. Straight to the point. Goes about it.
Job done.
Jack Drought.
LJ, well done. Congratulations. We've enjoyed watching the journey. And one hurdle cleared, three to go. Let's see if you can clear number two next week back here against Geelong Amateur.
All right. Thanks, guys. Cheers.
Luke Justin joining us on K-Rock Footy. Always a pleasure to talk with LJ.
Sandman Mattress Factory post-match interview.